This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. More than 250 businesses were damaged during the violence in Baltimore last week, but one store in particular became something of a symbol of it, and now maybe a symbol of better things, too. City officials have confirmed that the burned-out CVS store at the corner of North Avenue and Pennsylvania in West Baltimore is going to reopen, along with four other CVSs that were damaged. From Baltimore Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
Most afternoons, Shantria Davis sits on this street corner in front of CVS, waiting for the bus so she can pick up her kids at daycare. Today is no different, though the drugstore behind her is still boarded up and covered with fresh graffiti. If it weren't, she'd probably stop in and buy something.
I use the CVS just about every day.
The area surrounding the store is known as a food desert, a poor neighborhood without easy access to a lot of fresh produce and healthy food. Davis says for her and her neighbors, this store is more than a pharmacy.
From the toiletries, the snacks, the food, juices, and, you know, personal items and everything.
The chain drugstore has almost become the general store these days.
That's Jim Hertel, a food retail consultant with Willard Bishop. Decades ago, many supermarkets moved out of the inner cities for the abundant real estate and parking of the suburbs. Hertel says pharmacy chains like CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid saw an opportunity to fill the void. And in recent years, those stores have expanded their grocery aisles and added fresh produce.
They've got almost a free run with little competition in those neighborhoods.
Still, the city had to fight to bring in the CVS at Penn and North more than two decades ago. More recently, city developers scored a big victory when a Target moved in, not far away. It was also damaged during the riots last week. Jay Brody is former president of the Baltimore Development Corporation, which promotes business in the city.
It took us at least three, maybe 5 years to convince Target that this was a good place.
And $15 million in tax breaks to redevelop the area. A city official says CVS didn't get any incentives to rebuild its damaged stores and didn't ask. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.